Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
We have every right to look up and say, God, if you've put me in a place, you've called me, I have every right to look to you. Because you're not looking for stuff in me. You're looking for me to fulfill a role, and you're going to give me what it takes to fulfill that role. It's a simple truth. Awfully easy to sit there in the pew and acknowledge that and say, well, that's for, you know, it's not really for me. It doesn't make any real difference to me. It makes every bit of difference. Because you're a part, and God wants you to be a part. All right? From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament. Does that leave anybody out? Is there a single person here who knows the Lord and this leaves you out? You're just kind of a spectator to all of this. Every single person. God wants to live his life and express himself through you in a way that builds everything up, without which it can never be all that it's meant to be. Okay? By every supporting ligament, it does what? It grows and builds itself up in love. Now, as what? What's the basis of all of this? As each part does its work. See, here's kingdom life operating. God pouring his life, his special abilities in us, putting us in a unique place with it as he builds the body, and we're the way that the Lord lives in the earth. But he's given us abilities to help one another. And you know, I guess the devil has a lot of ways of opposing this, to say the least. He knows what's going on. He hates the kingdom. Do everything he can to get in the way. One of the tricks I think the enemy uses is to have us so focused on what's my place, what's my place, oh God, am I doing it, what's, you know, and just it's all about me and thinking about me and trying to put a label on something. All right, what am I? Am I this? Okay, I'll try to be that and see if that works. You know what I think God wants us to do? It comes down to something extremely simple that we used to hear Brother Thomas say from time to time. I believe it was a guiding principle to him in a lot of ways. Seek God and do what he says. Is there anything, I mean, what else is there? Seek God. God wants a people who will look to him and absolutely say, Lord, I don't know, and I am looking to you to tell me, to show me what to do and to give me the power to do it. Now, if that happens to be raising the dead, praise God. If it happens to be a prayer warrior, you don't have any idea how important that is for somebody that can pray by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the power that actually flows out through that and makes a difference around the globe. Don't you ever minimize what God does when people pray. But I mean, so much of what's seeking my place in the body and what I'm supposed to be doing is no more than just praying and looking to God and having that kind of a heart and attitude, not trying to analyze it and put a microscope on it, but just say, Lord, help me today to be the one that you live in, to treat people the way you want them treated, just to be sensitive to you, to hear your voice, and to be able to recognize, learn how to recognize when you're telling me to do some simple thing. To pray for somebody. To talk to somebody. To take food to somebody, or to speak a word of encouragement, pick up the telephone. There's a gazillion things it could be just to organize. God has things that he's looking for us to be active in, to actually do. And some of it's the stuff we've been talking about. How about taking food to somebody and praying with them and sharing the love of Christ with them? I mean, there's so many ways that it's done, but it's not done just to be charitable and say, look what I did. It's done to say, Lord, tell me what to do and help me to have the faith just to step out and do it. And of course, the devil is quick, depending on what the thing is, The devil is quick to say, well, that's not you. You can't do that. Or that's impossible. But I seem to remember things in the Bible where there's nothing impossible with God. If he can speak, or through his son, he can speak and galaxies happen, there's nothing, there's no limitation. I mean, Jesus even said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could talk to the mountain there and tell it to go into the sea. Now, I think we need to learn how to recognize that my job is not to say, look at me, I'm full of power, so I'm going to go out and do stuff. It's, Lord, I'm just going to seek you. It's not about me. It's not trying to be something. It's not trying to put a label on it or draw up anybody's. It's not about me. Lord, how do you want to live in me and affect other people for your kingdom? And I'll tell you, if somebody begins to just do that, to listen to God's voice and do what he says and not try to hyperanalyze it, I'll tell you, the body is going to start recognizing, hey, that person's got a gift. It'll come from the body. It'll recognize there's life coming through that person. And, you know, maybe they are a teacher. Maybe they are, you know, a lot of different things. But the thing is, we need God to just focus, help us to be focused on just simply seeking him and doing his will and not trying to worry about all that stuff. Just be who he is. I've said this many times. I long for to see the body of Christ become so organic, natural, in the right sense, to where it wouldn't make any difference if someone were just praying in a closet and seeing something happen or raising the dead. I mean, it's just, so what? It's not something to glory in and advertise and, you know, make a big deal out of. It's just God's purpose is here and it's at work. And we don't have to focus on signs and wonders and all of that kind of stuff that people gravitate to. My brain says, pick this up, and my hand does it, I mean, oh, wow, look at that. That's amazing. We need to advertise. Teach people to be handy. No, it's just organic. It's just natural. But we are part of a supernatural kingdom. And there's no limit to what God can do if he just has people who would just humble themselves and say, here I am, and I'm not looking for myself. But I want you to teach me and show me what to do. You know, we see examples in Scripture of how people react. And the one that came to me was Gideon. We've heard so many of them. But all of a sudden, an angel shows up and says, the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. Who, me? And that tells him what he wants him to do to deliver Israel. He said, I'm a member of the weakest clan in the tribe of Manasseh. There's nobody weaker, more in, you know, out of it than we are. Not only that, I'm the weakest one in my family. You're coming to me? And he just says, go in the strength you have. I'll tell you, we've got a God that everything is possible. If God tells you to do something, it's not impossible. Because he has no limitation in what he can do. And it's getting in harmony with the kingdom and what God is absolutely doing. There's nothing else that matters in this world, ultimately. Yeah, we have responsibilities. Praise God. Carry them out, but do it in a godly way. But I'll tell you, there's no other purpose than God building and carrying out the functions of his kingdom. But every one of you has a part. Don't you just sit there and be a bump on a log. We need, by God's grace, to cry out to God and say, oh God, teach us what this is about. We've heard about the body of Christ and how we're all members and we all have a part. Show me what to do. And I'm not going to sit here and be anxious about it. I'm just going to get up in the morning and my ears are listening. I'm looking to you. And if you put something in front of me, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to make a show or blow a trumpet and say, hey, look at me, I'm doing it. But there's such a simplicity that God is seeking from his people to wake up and realize, and especially in this war against the unseen kingdom, God has placed us on a throne. We are sons and daughters of the living God. He is training us and building us up to live through us and to begin to exercise that authority. He is the only one that can deliver us from human nature crowding in on that and give us the faith to just humble ourselves and say, it's all you, Lord. Like Paul said, I do what I do because he gave me grace. This isn't coming from me. He put his hand on me and called me out and gave me a revelation and a responsibility, and that's what defines my life from now on. Every member of the body of Christ, regardless of whether you think it's important or not, it matters to him and it matters to the body of Christ. May God just energize every single member to look to him, to say, Lord, search me. Lord, teach me your ways. Help me to find my place in all of this so that kingdom life happens. And I believe there are things that God's going to set before us. And a lot of times it's going to seem like, I can't do that. Like Moses said, here am I, send Aaron. But I'll tell you, God is looking for a people who don't immediately look at their inefficiencies and their deficiencies is the word I was looking for. But they're realizing if God told me to do something, that means I have the power to do it because he's in me and it isn't me to begin with. May God bring forth a supernatural people who aren't focused on signs and wonders, but just simply live the life of Christ to help one another. And that's another thing, because, you know, an individual could get running off in the wrong direction and there's a deception. That's where we watch out for one another. And we can recognize, hey, that's either from the Lord or we need to back up a little bit and seek the Lord. You know, the Lord is with us to help us all the way through. He's promised this is going to happen, and this is going to absolutely, he's going to build his church. He's going to present it to the Father as a finished piece of work. Well, some of us are pieces of work, aren't we? But the Lord is faithful. He's the only one I know that can take us from what we were and make us what we will be. But I believe he wants us to actively ask and seek and knock in this area. Lord, I understand I'm not just here, I'm not a name in a ledger somewhere. You have made me a part of the body of Christ. You have invested in me abilities that I don't even know about. Help me to learn what they are and not to stress about it or try to hyperanalyze it or any of that kind of stuff, but just to day by day look to him and grow into a life of service to the body of Christ in one form or another. Or out there to the lost, as God would use us to reach people. There are all kinds of things that he has planned. I just want to be a part of that, don't you? Wouldn't that be a good thing to covenant together to ask God in this area for help and truth? He is faithful, and he will do everything that he has promised. So this is just a quick glance at kingdom life, and may God help us, and he is helping us to live it out.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.